morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Have you heard of a thing called pregnancy nose?
No, I have not.
Did your nose, you have two kids, you were pregnant twice. Do you remember if your nose got bigger?
I didn't notice it at the time. I felt like everything got bigger, though.
So I guess
I had cankles, so
right.
That would make sense that I would have a bigger nose.
I guess pregnancy nose
my face was fatter.
Is a thing now. It's kind of been tossed around on TikTok. Expectant moms wondering why their noses have gotten so big.
During pregnancy, your body makes a lot more blood because it knows you're going to lose some during delivery, and you also have to support another human being. And all this extra blood flow can really cause some swelling. A lot of times it shows up in your face as well because there are really small capillaries all up in your face, and the extra blood flow just makes you really, just really swollen. And after delivery, it might take a little bit of time, but your nose and your face should generally go back to normal.
Yeah, so apparently that's a nurse on TikTok explaining why women are going through pregnancy nose. It's apparently real. And it has to do with the extra swelling going on in your body, like what you said.
Okay. All right. Well, just one more thing to make pregnant women neurotic about. That's fantastic.
This is not helping things.
It's not helpful information.
Like, oh, great. You know, your feet are going to swell.
Right.
Your
stomach's
going to swell. You can get cankles. You can get gestational diabetes.
Your face feels fat. You feel like no clothing, piece of clothing you put on your body is going to look good because you feel like a house. Yeah. And now let's go ahead and add in there. Oh, yeah. Your nose looks bigger, too.
Oh, yeah. It's your nose. It's going to swell as well.
Yeah.
Pregnancy.
It's not helpful information.
Anyways, I saw that and I thought, I figured I'd ask the person on the show who's actually been pregnant. So.
Listen, next time, let's just pass up some of those little fun facts. Let's put it through the filter. Is this going to make a pregnant lady listening feel better about herself this morning? If no, maybe we don't talk about it.
I think a pregnant woman is beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think you rock your body. You do your thing. You're doing a wonderful thing for sure.
Yes.
All right. Still to come this hour, we've got Set of the Bar stories. We're going to play a fun little game called the butt tattoo game.
The butt tattoo game.
Yep.
What an amazingly creative, fun game.
A lot of minutes of man hours spent thinking of that game.
Uh-huh.
And then a feel-good story coming up next. And we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Lucy is the bestest big sister ever. And she's a dog.
Oh.
It's literally incredible how she has learned to help out her two twin baby human sisters. She knows how to go to the fridge, open it with a towel tied around the handle, and get a bottle of milk when they ask her to. Babies need tummy time. Lucy knows to go get the activity mat and bring it over. How about some baby toys? She'll go and open the lid of the little trunk where they keep them and, you know, bring them over a couple of toys. She is amazing.
I would tell her to sit and she would do a couple different things. I think almost seemingly, as if saying it's simple for me, I think she has just a complex understanding of words and kind of like an item recognition as well. So you show her something and she knows that shape and she's going to go find it. When the girls start crying, she'll walk up to the girls and she'll just sit there to give them something to look at. And usually they end up smiling and all happy again.
That's cute.
I mean, 20 out of 10 on a good pupper scale. You have to see the video. It's literally my jaw just dropped. I'm like, wow, that's such a smart dog. And then I tried to go ask Poppy to go get me something. And she just kind of, she does know her taco squeezy. We have chicken squeezies. Okay. We got taco squeezies and we got stress dragon. And she does know the difference between all those.
All right. Well, that's good.
But that's not particularly useful for us.
No.
Like I need to train her to go get me like a chocolate snack out of the pantry.
For sure.
When she starts doing that, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Pretty amazing dog here, though.
All right.
You can see the video at WDJX.com.
Sports news. Former Heisman Trophy and Louisville quarterback phenom Lamar Jackson is trending.
And why?
He has been, since getting drafted, quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. just tweeted yesterday, a letter to my fans. I want to first thank you all for all of the love and support you consistently show towards me.
Uh-oh. He's either retiring or leaving.
All of you are amazing, and I appreciate y'all so much. A little bit of that Kentucky rolling in there.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know not to believe everything you read about me. Let me personally answer your question in regards to my future plans.
Uh-huh.
As of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens, for which the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value.
Oh, boy.
So basically, they were in contract negotiations. Lamar's right. Like, hey, I'm pretty good. Pay me. And the Ravens were like,
yeah. I mean, we don't really have it in the budget right now.
Right, right. He says, I love the game of football. My dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. Y'all are great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family and I. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore and the entire state of Maryland. You'll see me again. Okay.
So he's like, okay. So he's just like, deuces.
Yeah,
I'm out.
He's saying, hey, I am...
Don't know where I'm landing,
right,
but thanks, Baltimore.
Right.
It's been real.
I'm in talks. I'm just saying, Indianapolis, it's close to Louisville. They need a quarterback.
Or can they make some space there in Cincinnati?
No!
No?
Joe Burrow's there.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Right.
He's franchise.
Sorry, he's franchise.
Stop it.
Sorry,
stop
it's Joe's
it.
Town.
You
Sorry.
Have...
Sorry.
You have mildly offended me.
Sorry. That's why I don't get emotionally invested in sports. I just was thinking,
so, yeah,
it's close.
Sure. Close. I don't think Lamar cares about like proximity. I think he just cares which team is going to pay him.
Okay.
So, anyways, Lamar Jackson, former Heisman Trophy for the University of Louisville Cardinals, is currently in talks.
He's keeping it real with his fans.
Yep. Keeping it real. So there you go. That's sports.
Oh, Hunter says he wants $100 million for 10 years. Wow.
I mean, he's worth it.
Okay.
He's worth it. Dude's good. So, anyways. Hey, coming up next. Thought we'd toss out a game for you. You know, after perusing the internet, as I do most days.
I need you to start writing down your ideas and tell me first.
Imagine how much you would edit out and how less spontaneity we would have if that were actually the case.
This is true.
Okay. So anyways, as I was perusing the internet yesterday or a couple days ago, I realized how many celebrities there are that have butt tattoos. So I thought, why not make a game? So we'll play.
Why not make a game?
The celebrity butt tattoo game coming up next.
On 99.7 DJX.
What a play game. Called the Celebrity Butt Tattoo Game.
Oh, my God. You know creativity is reaching an all-new low.
Low?
In coming up with games.
Or high.
For this show. No, this is a low.
Want to say hi to Jamie calling us from New Albany. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. First off, Jamie, do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have, like, 9.
Okay,
any of them on your butt?
No, they're not there.
Okay, so Jamie, are all these tattoos for anyone to enjoy, or are some just for that special someone?
No, you can visibly see all of mine. I don't have anything to hide there, but
okay, all right. That's great.
All right. Jamie's got brown hair, drives a Jeep green Renegade, is a vet tech, has been married for 7 years, and did not smash wedding cake in her now husband's face during their wedding.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Jamie, thanks to the internet, we have, or I guess I should not lump Kelly into this.
This is all you.
I have discovered there are several celebrities who have butt tattoos. So I thought, you know what? We can make a game out of this.
Did you Google celebrities with butt tattoos?
Listen,
like, how do you come across this info?
You don't want to see my Google searches.
All right. Okay.
All right. So there are going to be multiple choice, Jamie. So.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, that makes it so much easier.
All right, so here we go. Jamie, first one. On her butt, this singer has the word lover tattooed in Tibetan. Is it A, Rihanna, B, Jessica Simpson, C, Little Kim, or D, Amber Rose?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. I mean, Kelly, you going to help me out here?
I'm not allowed to on this one. Because I'm looking at the answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, she has the answers in front of her.
He put this one on the show sheet.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. I want to say Little Kim.
You want to say Little Kim. You would be...
Yeah, but I don't feel that's right.
You know what? You're right in one of those.
I don't know, butt tattoos.
Oh, that's a saying
shocking.
That we'll have to keep.
Shocking.
Little Kim is incorrect. It is actually Rihanna. Rihanna has the word lover tattooed on her butt in Tibetan.
That's great.
Now I know what I'll talk to Rihanna about if I ever get
there. There you go.
All right, you are 0 for 1. Jamie, next one. This singer has the word hopeless tattooed in capital letters on the left side of her butt using black ink. Is it Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Cameron Diaz, or Halsey?
I feel like I've seen this somewhere, and I feel like it was Halsey.
You are Halsey. Correct. Halsey is
that.
Right. Yeah.
Look at you with some butt tattoo knowledge.
I know. Like, this is resume material, Jamie. All right. Third one.
I feel like I saw that somewhere, so let's just go with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Jamie, here we go. Third question. On her right side, she has the phrase "before sanity" tattooed in red ink. Is this person Kelly Clarkson, Kylie Jenner, Lady Gaga, or Demi Lovato?
I'll tell you,
the answers are all
Kylie Jenner.
Possible.
Oh my gosh!
Jamie,
she got
you
that
are
right.
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Kylie Jenner is right.
2 out of 3. Let's this go. Is so impressive.
Do we want to stop here?
I mean, I'm doing pretty well, right? Let's keep going.
She's plowing through.
Give me more tattooed butts.
Let's go.
Right.
Ben, you put in the work. You might as well let it play out.
That is true. She appreciates your research. That's great.
Oh, shoot. All right, here we go. Question 4. This celebrity has a large, colorful tattoo of peacock on their right thigh and butt. Is it... A, Drew Barrymore, B, Machine Gun Kelly, C, Cardi B, or D, again, Amber Rose?
This sounds big. It's on the thigh and butt.
Yeah, that's Cardi B for sure.
You are correct!
Oh my gosh.
Wow!
Slaying the game.
Oh, okay, Jamie, one more. Man, I will be forever impressed by your celebrity butt tattoo knowledge.
And that is goals accomplished. Let's go.
All right, last question. On their left side, this celebrity's tattoo is a tiny tattoo of the word...
Gente?
Hente. Hente?
Hente? Gente?
G-E-N-T-E. Is it
yeah.
Hailey Bieber, Avril Lavigne, NeNe Leakes, or Sarah Jessica Parker?
This is going to be a shot in the dark. How about Sarah Jessica Parker?
You were so close.
She seemed like the wild card in that group,
She did. Hailey Bieber is actually correct. It was Hailey Bieber. You know what? We are uber impressed at you and your knowledge of celebrity butts and their tattoos that they
amazing.
Have.
Amazing.
Jamie, congratulations.
You know what? I'm uber impressed as well.
You're going to tell all your friends today what you did on the radio, right?
Yeah, this is bragging rights right here.
Absolutely. And Jamie, if you ever need an inspiration for a new tattoo, maybe a 10th to round out the tattoos on your body, maybe a...
I say go for the peacock on the thigh and the butt.
That's right. That's a good one. All right, Kelly, describe what a setting the bar story is.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, let Michael be a lesson to you. It doesn't matter how long you've worked for your company. If you decide to start using something other than a restroom to relieve yourself, you're getting fired. Or in Michael's case, even worse.
Uh-oh.
So, if you can manage to make it through the day without peeing in the town's water supply, you're doing okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Get this. Michael is a longtime employee at a water treatment plant in Louisiana. He decided, even though he's 57, that he would use the water treatment facility to relieve himself, like
why though?
Going over a rail into a water tank below.
Like, did he stop to think that, maybe this is like, drinking supply water?
Yeah, no word on whether he was just being lazy and didn't want to walk to the bathroom or if he did it for another reason. But
so we don't know if this is malicious or just laziness.
We don't know if it's malicious or laziness or how long even he's been doing it. But get this, there are security cameras that he manipulated every time he would do it.
So at least he knew he shouldn't.
Right.
Regardless of the motive, he knew it was bad.
So I have a 25-second audio clip. What you're going to hear is him going to adjust the camera. And this is the point where he actually got caught doing it, because he didn't adjust the camera up high enough. Because you could still see him on camera, and you could hear what he was doing.
Oh, boy.
That's him adjusting the camera. Then he walks over. And do you hear the water?
Oh, gosh.
That's him going over the edge.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Police found out about it. And
because he didn't adjust it enough one time, right? You could
right,
see him.
Right. And they're clearly like, oh, that's Michael. Okay. He's been
along. And look what he's doing.
Right. Exactly. And so police found out about it. Now he's facing 2 counts of contaminating water supplies, 2 counts of criminal damage to a critical infrastructure. Now the water treatment plant's like, look, the water's still safe to drink.
Uh-huh. Are you believing that? Or are you sitting there freaking out that maybe you just drank pee water?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you think about how many millions of gallons of water there are in the, you know, 20 ounces of urine that he's putting in there.
Right.
Still, though.
But then it goes through. It's a treatment plant. It's getting clean.
Right. And they said they took water samples. The public was never in danger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But still.
Still.
That is a no-no.
Still. Yeah.
That is a no-no. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without peeing in the town's water supply.
Oh, boy.
You're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Liam said, hey there, Ben and Kelly got the perfect idea for a phone tap. My wife ordered DNA kits for her and me so we could look into our ancestry.
Okay.
The thing is, she went through some company on Amazon that I'd never heard of, so I've been teasing her that the results aren't going to be reliable. So how about you call her with those less than reliable results and have some fun? One of your phone taps, LOL.
All right. So, yeah, Robert Hassenpepper is obviously, he works for the Ancestry company. And
just one of his many jobs.
Yep, absolutely. And is calling her with the results.
Hello.
Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yes, it is.
Stephanie, Robert Hassenpepper calling from Ancestry Services.
Oh, yeah, the DNA people. Hi.
Hi there. We got the samples that you and your husband sent, and I wanted to share some of the results with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought they would come by mail or email.
Well, sure, we'll send you the copies of all the conclusions, but we know that people are anxious, so we also like to call you with that information.
All right. Great. What did you find?
Well, some of what we found probably shouldn't be surprising. With your husband's Irish name, he definitely came through with a large percentage of Irish heritage.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Not surprised there.
Right. Yeah, well, he has some Scottish and Welsh in his history, too, all from that same region of the world.
Yeah. I don't know what we were expecting. Yeah, no surprises, I guess.
Right. Well, yours was a bit more interesting, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah? How come? My parents always said we were mostly Swedish and Norwegian.
Well, that's right. That's mainly what we found, but there were pockets of your people that came from quite a few other regions. In fact, we traced your family in Sweden, and you have a connection, not a strong one, but a connection to Gustav the First, King of Sweden in the 1600s.
Wow, really? I'm royalty. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, well, as I said, you're pretty far removed from that link, but we found several celebrities that you are related more closely to.
Really? Who?
Get this. We found out through your family history you're related to Bill Cosby, Kevin Spacey, and Woody Allen.
You're kidding, right? Ew.
They're all in your family mix, too.
Oh, stop it. No way.
No, it's no true. Way. But you know, Stephanie, you have no control over your ancestry. I wouldn't worry too much about that. But let's take a look at your husband's results, shall we?
Sure. Great.
No. Okay, with his background in the United Kingdom, we traced his family along a path that led us to his great, 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 great grandfather, another very famous historical figure. Are you ready?
I hope he's royalty too.
Well, kinda. It's the man that you may know as Jack the Ripper.
What?
That's right, Stephanie. Hide those kitchen knives. Your husband is a direct descendant of Jack the Ripper.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Nope. Pretty cool, isn't it?
No. No, it's not cool.
No, it's not.
I did this because I thought it would be fun, you know, not to find out that we're passing DNA from Bill Cosby and Jack the Ripper to our kids.
Oh, well, it's not that bad. The last person I talked to found out that they were related to, well, this is awkward.
To who?
Well, to Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Stephanie. Hi there, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay calling you from 99.7 DJX. This is a phone tap.
Oh, my God. Are you for real? Oh, thank goodness.
So, Liam wanted us to prank you a little bit this morning.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations. You succeeded. You got me freaked out for a second. That was nuts.
Well, you no longer have to hide the kitchen knives, so that's a plus.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's always fun, and it can be a little bit shocking to find out what some of your ancestors were up to.
I still believe she's connected to royalty, though. She sounds very regal.
That's right, probably.
Yeah.
There you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So this is a really cool story. I love when you have they've got a great how you met story, mm-hmm. right? You always want a great how did you meet your spouse. And this one spawned from a wrong number text. Mm. The Today Show featured their story of how Brenda Rivera from Georgia met her husband in this serendipitous kind of way. 13 years ago, she meant to text a Bible verse to her friend, but she accidentally sent it to a stranger named Isaiah in Ohio.
He replied back, "My name's Isaiah Stearns. We've never met, but by the looks of your text, I can see that you love God. That's awesome."
I viewed it as, oh, this is another person who can help me in my walk with God. It's always good to have good friends, so I was very encouraged by that.
The next day, Brenda's phone rang. She let it go to voicemail.
He just sounded very genuine, and he sounded kind of cute. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a call back. Yeah, the rest is history.
Brenda and Isaiah talked every day. Brenda's mom, who also lived in Ohio, got to meet him first.
You went on a date with her mom before you went on a date with her?
Yes.
And what did your mom say after the date?
And I'm like, okay, mom, like from 1 to 10, what do you rate this guy? Without hesitation, she said, 11. You're going to marry this guy.
Wow.
And she did marry this guy. Did you catch that? He went on a date with her mom before he met her.
Yeah, that
in person.
Yeah, I caught
that's
that,
a
yeah.
special kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of amazing. And mom was spot on. They did get married. They have 6 kids.
Wow.
And this is why they think it's totally a God thing. Isaiah had gotten a new phone and number 30 minutes before he got her text.
Oh, crazy.
So just meant to be, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, some things are written in the stars, and there you go. You can see their story. It's pretty great at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Sammy says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, this is me swallowing my pride, messaging you two.
Okay.
2 years ago, I was cheating on my boyfriend, left him for another man who I felt was a better fit. My then boyfriend, who was completely loyal to me, was blindsided. The new man had more experience with kids, came from the same socioeconomic background that I did. We've been dating seriously ever since, but it still gnaws at me that I really hurt someone who cared about me. He was the first person I dated after my divorce, and he helped give me a renewed sense of purpose, and then I hurt him. I've tried to reach out to him a few times, got no reply. It kills me that I let him down and broke his trust, especially when I knew he was vulnerable. Is it fair to keep reaching out to someone I hurt but still care about? And is it potentially hurtful to my current relationship to have part of my heart tangled up with this past guy? I just want to talk with the old boyfriend one more time to try and make him understand. I just don't know how to do it."
To answer your question, is it fair to keep reaching out to someone I hurt but still care about? No. Is it potentially hurtful to my current relationship? Yes. That's what I
Yeah. Said. I feel I like know. It's I mean, pretty easy.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, but now what do I do? How do I get past these feelings, I think is what she's trying to come up with herself.
You know what? From personal experience, I did date someone that was still kind of caught up in feeling guilty about the past relationship.
Yeah.
And it kind of really never let him move on and be happy. So that's something I think you have to try to figure out. And maybe it's counseling to help you, you know, put those feelings to rest, to figure out a way to talk through it and ease your mind to move on. Because I think at this point, you trying to reach out to, again, I guess, apologize for hurting him is just going to be for your benefit and maybe not really for his. Because at this point, he's probably long since moved on.
I mean, we think, I mean, and it's been 2 years, so I would imagine he's probably doing his own thing. And maybe even he's seen that you've tried to reach out to him and he's like, nope, not even going to open that can of worms yet.
Exactly. You've tried and he hasn't responded. And I think that's the message.
Yeah. So now it's like, what do you do to get over that? Because you're not going to be involving him in this, or at least he doesn't want to be involved in this anymore. And yes, to answer your question, you are going to probably hurt your current relationship if you keep pining after this or having some sort of place in your heart for this ex that you wronged in the
past. You're basically just letting it eat at you. You're not saying that I still am in love with him and, you know, I'm trying to deal with those feelings. You just feel bad about how you treated him.
Yeah, sure.
So you have to try to figure out a way to deal with that. Chris said, this is the price of infidelity. Deal with your feelings. Let the man move on.
All right, more of your calls and comments and texts, 502-795-1997. If you've been in this situation, the same one that she has been, and maybe you can offer a suggestion other than go stalk this guy and go to his door and force him
to
talk
to you.
That's
not a good idea. I don't think that's a good idea.
Other than that, you know, how you were able to get over, you know, an ex that maybe you wronged, I think that would help Sammy in this situation. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and all that next on 99.7 DJX. All right, group therapy. Sammy, she's swallowing her pride a little bit. I mean, she admits that. She broke up with her ex-boyfriend 2 years ago. He was blindsided. She describes him as, you know, really great guy. Helped her kind of through a rough patch she was going through. And she's kind of upset with how she ended it with him, even though she's in a better place now. So she's tried to actually reach out to him and got no reply.
Which I think is the strong message she's refusing to hear.
And she just wants to know and wants to talk to him one more time to make him understand. But she wants to know how. And Kelly and I are both like, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, this conversation would only be for your benefit.
Right,
you know,
for sure.
If he is refusing to take your calls or respond to your messages, that's telling you something, and you should probably listen to it. Audra said you hurt him, you felt bad about it, and tried to reopen that wound by reaching out multiple times. He didn't allow you to do that, so stop trying to hurt him more and, you know, move on.
What's your thought?
So I heard the story, and I was just want to say, girl, just got to move on. Look, I mean, honestly, we've all been there. I've done dumb stuff when it comes to my exes, and they've done a lot of creepy, stalkerish to me, too. But the bottom line is, the best thing to do is to, if it's meant to be, it'll happen again, but you got to move on. It's the only healthy thing you can really do.
Yeah, she's got to let herself be happy. I get that she feels bad, and she probably should, because, you know, it doesn't sound like that she conducted herself in an honorable way in the last relationship, but she's got to just realize it's been 2 years. She's got to. He's probably moved on. The fact that he has ignored her attempts to get in touch with him, she should take that message, allow herself to just move on and vow to not do that to someone else again.
Absolutely. And statistically, 40% of all marriages are ended by the woman in the first place. And it's today's averages are only skyrocketing on that fact.
Rolling in with some stats.
I know. I like that. Hey, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Andrew, the love doctor.
You got it, brother.
All right, buddy. And so what is your take on this?
She needs to leave that man alone. I'm going to make this very clear for women out there, okay? when you cheat on a man, you break his soul. You ruin something that he trusted you with. There's no reason whatsoever to go back, explain yourself. You've burnt that bridge. Leave him alone. You and Kelly are both exactly 100% right. Women need to understand that men hurt just as much as women do when the relationships end. Do not contact that man. Leave him alone.
What does she do with her feelings?
She does exactly what you said she does, Kelly. She goes to therapy, because if it's eating at her that much,
yeah,
that's going to cause subconscious issues in her relationship now moving forward, even though she's happy with this guy.
Yeah.
It's eating at her. Go talk to a real therapist, somebody who's got a real doctorate degree, not me.
Oh, I thought you were referring to us.
Well, I'm a professional to you guys. I love you all, absolutely. All right, but anyway, don't open the old wound, man. Guys hurt just as much as women. And I'm sick and tired of women playing this woe is me game. Oh, I hurt him. I want to. Leave the man alone.
Brutal truth. I like it.
I love it, guys. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
I will say that our social media manager for DJX is commenting with some suggestions on Twitter. She could contact him by handwriting a letter and sending it certified carrier pigeon.
Certified carrier pigeon.
She could call his dad.
Call his dad? No, I don't. Listen.
She could show up outside his house.
No, this is why
she is. Holding a boombox while playing Oops by Young Gravy.
No, this is why she's not the one dishing out the advice. No, ma'am. We did get a text. Write him a letter, but don't send it. Burn it. Tear it up to shreds.
Yeah,
something to give her closure. That's a really good one.
I like that idea. Just write it all out. Put your feelings out there and just get rid of it. And then that will actually be a symbolic for you that, hey, this is over.
You're purging it out of your system. You're throwing it out there.
Yep.
And Jeremy is rolling in it. And maybe this is something there may be some people out there right now that's in Sammy's position, like thinking about, well, I'm with somebody, but I think this other person's better for me.
Mm-hmm.
And stop yourself before you cheat.
Mm.
End the current relationship before you get into a new one because of what Jeremy says. You've already wasted enough of his time.
Yeah.
This has to be one of the most self-centered conversations I've heard in a while. Sounds like you want to hang on to the guy who actually loves you while playing with the guy whom you thought was a better fit.
Yeah.
Authentic relationships are not like furniture or a job. It's not about the best fit.
So I think this is good. Yeah, I was going
to
say this is good lesson for those in the future that if you're in this same situation that Sammy was in and made the wrong decision, you need to figure your stuff out and end the current relationship before you start the next one. So.
Right, because then you can move on and be happy without the guilt of knowing that you didn't do it in the right way.
All right, Sammy, like we said at the start, this is
The letter, burn it up.
Yeah, burn the letter, and thanks for reaching out to us. Hopefully, you're going to get a little bit of closure on this. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, so Louder Than Life is coming to the Highlands Festival grounds on September 21st through the 24th. Weezer, Green Day, a slew of other rock artists, because hashtag rock. We're giving away tickets all this week. Let's play a fun little game. Little kid, drunk adult. Introduce you to Mark calling us from J-Town. Hey, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning. Mark's got brown hair, drives a Dodge Ram, is part-time EMS, and has been married for 3 years. Everything's still going well, Mark?
Going as well as it can, I guess.
You didn't think he was just going to say, no. In fact, I wanted to send a message to her right now that it's over. Did you think he was going to say that?
No, of course not. But you just never know if you just ask yes or no questions.
Okay. All right.
Right?
You're just looking if there's like something we can help out with in this moment?
Yeah, sure. Mark, is there anything we can help out with?
Well, we're expecting our second child, so that's a lot of trouble.
Oh, my gosh!
Well, that's exciting.
Amazing.
Do you know what you're having?
We do, but my wife would kill me if I put it over the air in case anyone's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yes, privacy, yes. All right.
Smart.
Oh, sending all the good vibes. Happy time.
Mark, just whisper it to me, okay?
Stop it. Right. He just wants the tickets, radio boy.
All right, so we're going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did this story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
I threw my ice cream cone at a total stranger.
Oh.
Threw an ice cream cone at a total stranger.
I bet the stranger did not catch it and then was upset.
Mm.
Considering I can see just a little kid doing this already, I'm going to go ahead and say it's probably a drunk adult.
Right, yeah. So you're saying drunk adult.
A lot of times I feel like if it's an obvious answer, it's the other one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so drunk adult, yeah.
All right, you're both saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a little kid and we were...
Oh, dang it, it was the obvious answer.
It was the obvious answer for sure. It was.
And we were at Baskin Robbins and I was enjoying my chocolate chip ice cream when some stranger said, chocolate is so much better. And for whatever reason, I wasn't having it. And I threw the cone at him and it splattered all over him. And my parents were mortified and never went back to that location again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
After that, you got to.
Oh, we're fighting over flavors.
Yeah. but like, who's going to go up to a kid who's enjoying their ice cream and go, chocolate's better, kid?
That sucks. Why didn't you get a better flavor?
I know, right? That's kind of a jerk move.
It is.
All right, Mark, you're 0 for 1 so far.
He was asking for it.
All right, here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I stepped in a lemon wedge and got a seed lodged in my throat.
All right.
Ooh.
Well, again, I can see someone doing this drinking, so let's go with drunk adult.
All right,
yeah, I'm drunk sticking adult. With drunk adult in this one, too.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
No!
Oh, my God!
No!
Oh, Mark.
No!
You are spectacularly terrible at this
game. No, so am I.
No!
We were at Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday, and my cousin told me if I fucked in a lemon wedge and made a wish, it will come true on your birthday.
Oh, wow. Really? Is that true?
I don't know. I got to try it now.
I've never heard that.
I'm going to check
it. And there was a seed that settled in the back of my throat, and it wouldn't go down. I ended up freaking out so bad. I was hacking so much.
Oh.
I puked all over the table.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
I bet you got it out, though.
Yeah, she got it out. All right. Hey, Mark, do me a favor. Try to get one right, all right?
Listen, that's shade.
I'm going for it. I thought these, like I said, would be so much easier, but I
know.
Well,
No.
All right. This one has a sensor beep in it, okay?
Oh.
So all I'm right. just, because it's going to kind of go quick. So here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got my stuck in a onesie and was bruised for days.
Mark. Mark, you and I have one of those.
And I do not. But I can imagine that was probably owie.
By my deductive reasoning, I figured out what it was.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, it sounds so obvious for a little kid. I just, you know what? Let's just go 3 for 3, drunk adult. I have to get one right.
Got to get one right.
This has to be. Listen, if you're going by statistics, the first two are little kids. This has to be a drunk adult, right? It has to.
Is that what you're saying?
It has to, yes, it has to, it has to, yes.
All right, so you're both saying drunk adult again.
Yes.
All right, give Mark drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes!
There it is, adult wearing onesie man right
there,
drunk.
I had bought a onesie for this party thinking I was going to be the talk of the night, but forgot about paying attention while zipping, and then boom, there was a screaming drunk adult begging my roommate to help me get my unstuck. I didn't make it to the party and was down for a few days in a lot of pain, but then I found out my roommate told everyone the story that.
Oh, no.
He didn't even get to go to the party.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's rough.
He totally had a...
He had
there's something about Mary.
There's something about Mary.
Yes.
Exactly. Right. A something about Mary moment.
All right,
Mark,
injury.
Congratulations. 1 out of 3 is a terrible score, but we're going to give you the prize anyways. All right, ma'am?
Well, thank you for being so gracious this morning. I appreciate it.
And having low standards. Yes.
No, I would rather us be gracious. Yes,
we
Mark.
Gracious.
We are very
yes.
gracious and
we
giving.
We are gracious.
Okay. Hang on the line another quick sec. We got to get more information from you, okay?
Sounds great.
Congrats.
Oh, and good luck with the new arrival.
Yes,
oh, this is so exciting.
Thank you. We have another one that's... 16 months, so we're
you're in it. You're in it, my friend.
Wow,
in
you're in the trenches.
I like that.
Well, you do need a night out. You do.
Good luck with the upcoming baby. If you would like to be a part of Little Kid or Drunk Adult,
Magical stories are needed. Just send us a voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Dana says, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Mm.
Keep doing what you're doing for Louisville.
Thank you.
Sweet. So I need help with what to do here. Recently gave birth to twin boys, and my husband tweaked the names we'd agreed on while I was recovering at the hospital.
Oh, dang.
So now I have twin boys named Wyatt Travis Franklin and Wynn Timothy Franklin. Their initials are WTF.
Obviously, why the face?
My husband thinks it's funny. My friends say initials aren't a big deal, but literally their initials will forever be WTF. Not only did my husband not consult me on this, but now I need to know, should I pay to have their names changed?
I mean, I think she's probably more, what, upset that there was no consultation in this? Or
maybe it's
both.
So I'm curious as to what they were supposed to be before. Like, yeah. Maybe he just flipped the order of the middle name and the first name. So, like, maybe they were going to be Travis and Timothy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was just like, oh, wait, if I flip it, they can have some funny initials. And then wait, she'll never know.
She'll never know. Classic, like, guy.
At what point did he ever think, you know what? She's going to be fine with it. I don't need to run it by her at all.
I would be upset with that if, like, unbeknownst to me, my wife changed my daughter's names. You know, I had twin daughters, and we had names picked out. We had names kind of decided upon. And
it
then,
is a joint decision.
Right. And then all of a sudden, if I realized when we got the birth certificate, hey, wait a minute. This isn't what we decided on. Oh, yeah. I decided to make a change. That would rub me the wrong way. So,
well, yeah, for a while.
Yeah. So I get it. I get, like, regardless of the fact that initials are initials, and I don't think necessarily it's a big deal. It's a conversation piece later on in life where people will be like, oh, all right, that's got to, you know, they may make
cute.
A comment. Yeah, you know.
It could be way worse. But I love Wyatt and Wynn. I mean, their names are really cute.
Yeah.
I think that's more important because that's going to be more of a factor.
So I can understand her upset in him not consulting with her before changing the names, but
as babies, it's a little weird. But in middle school, they're going to think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, but that being what it is, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any like long term emotional damage done from this.
I don't think so either.
A name is a name that, you know, you own it, and I think it's a funny little like anecdotal thing maybe later in life. But I would be curious if anyone has a name now that has interesting initials.
Yeah, and has that been an issue for you? I think, honestly, the bigger issue here is she needs to have another conversation like, hey, let's not make decisions by ourselves anymore about big stuff like this that should be teamwork.
Yeah, because is this a slippery slope where he's just going to be like, oh, hey, by the way.
Right. I don't want any more, oh, by the way, went ahead and did this
right.
kind of situations
exactly.
in the future.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this or even your initial story that you have. Interesting DM from a listener, Dana, whose husband renamed their kids, tweaked them. She had twin boys to have their initials spell out WTF.
He thinks it's funny. She does not. I think the biggest issue is that he made that decision without telling her.
Yeah, Bethany's like, oh, he absolutely did this on purpose, and he knew your wishes. Totally unacceptable. Totally disrespectful. If you don't like it, definitely change their names. Don't let him win. Now, I mean, you could take that approach. I think there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, you know what? The initials, I think, aren't the big deal. I think the initials are cute. I think the names are cute. You know, I would just go with that, but definitely let's make sure that the husband doesn't make any more of those sorts of decisions without you.
Exactly. Allie said, I grew up with a girl named Amy Sue Smith. My husband and I would have thrown down if he changed our kid's name while I was doped up. LOL. Amy Sue Smith. Oh, no.
ASS. All right.
Oh, no.
Now, your name is John. What's your full name?
So, my name is John Anthony Metz. So
that's Jam. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's cool as an adult because I can say, oh, Jam like music. But as a kid, it was rough.
Oh, was it?
Like jelly and peanut butter and things like that?
Yep. Yep. So I would find, like, I'd be bullied a lot with that name when I was especially, like, in private, like, Catholic schools and stuff. I'd find peanut butter in my desk all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You expect more from kids at those schools.
So are you thinking then maybe there could be some issues with those initials later?
I mean, considering way things are now with kids, they're probably going to be the two coolest boys in school.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, especially in middle school. I think, you know, most of the time.
They have to be. Their destiny is set before them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We got a message from Becky that said, my initials are Blow. Like, I like the names, love the initials. All right. Well, I mean, I guess it could be that, too. Yeah, so I think everybody is just like, hey, the biggest issue here is the fact that your husband did that without talking to you and getting you on board his fun idea.
Yeah, let's nip that in the bud. But, I mean, the kids' names are great.
Yeah, I do like Elizabeth pointing out the fact that it's some Peter Griffin-level shenanigans there because he had changed Meg's birth certificate
to Megatron Griffin.
Yeah, exactly. Quoting a cartoon show here.
He didn't do that.
All right. So, anyways, thank you. Hopefully that helps. And, you know,
congratulations on your little boys.
Yep. WTF. Kelly, what is a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
For sure. I mean, it's one thing to kind of be in your own feels about an awkward situation you get yourself in. It's another to involve the EMS or police. And then it's still another to have that story get picked up and go national.
OMG.
So if
especially when it's not good.
I know. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your finger caught in the grocery cart, you're doing okay.
How in the world does that happen?
Okay, so nearly a half an hour, this woman got her fingers caught in one of those, like, plastic shopping carts, like, made of the hard plastic with, like, the honeycomb design, you know?
Oh, no.
She had gotten her index finger caught in one of those holes, right? I mean, just an accident, whatever. But couldn't get it out. And so police...
They had to call EMS and police and all the things to rescue her?
Listen...
Oh, my God, the sheriff is here.
Listen, that's Ashley when the first responders came and she realized, oh, gosh.
Did you call 911?
Can't pull it out or anything, ma'am.
So oh my God! Like she wasn't the one that called.
No, she's like, did you call 911? Oh, why are they here?
There's a knuckle there. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah, so they helped free her caught finger.
Did they have to like cut the cart, or were they able to like put some slick stuff on her finger and slip it out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the cart was unharmed in the end of it as well. And then her finger was unharmed as well. Just caught in the front of the cart. And when she went to, you know, pull it out from the front, it kind of got caught there. So, yeah. So not only did Ashley have to deal with the embarrassment of getting her finger caught in a shopping cart.
Did you call 911?
But then realized that EMS and police are on the scene for Ashley. Gosh. And now we're talking about it.
Bless her heart.
In Louisville, Kentucky. So
she's going to take more care next time.
Yeah, you gotta
she's
think.
Pushing the cart around
you gotta
the
think.
Store.
Yeah,
or maybe, you know what? She should do Instacart next time.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe. Have them bring it out to her.
Exactly.
That's for sure. All right, so there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your finger caught in a grocery cart, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang.
I don't exactly know why someone felt the need to invent a shoe that you can wear front ways and back ways. It's 99.7 DJX, but here we are. Fashion brand in New York invented a shoe you can wear backwards.
OMG.
So regardless of the way you put your foot in, it'll function. Let me try to describe what this looks like. It kind of looks like a sports, like tennis shoe, right? Like a cross trainer type tennis shoe.
Yes.
It's open on both ends, has a two-way tongue. So it appears that sometimes you'd be walking with the heel of the shoe in front.
It is the most confusing looking design ever. And it's not, you're right. It is not attractive any way you slice it. So it almost fits like a slide on one side. It's like you put it in like a tennis shoe, a slip on tennis shoe. The other side is almost like a slide, like Crocs.
So basically look down at your shoes right now if you're wearing tennis shoes and imagine an opening where your toes are and then to be able to put your feet in that way as well.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's just really, it's really dumb and unnecessary. And they want you to pay $135 for
that. That's what I was going to say. And they're $135.
I mean, I can't imagine anyone. Well, no, I take that back. There's going to be some people that will just buy it they have them.
There are some of these things that are just for the fashion runway. Like they never make it to mass like production, things like this. I got to think that this is one of those.
This is not going to be the new hotness.
However, I will say that our sales department has gotten quickly on board.
Okay. Sold it.
Who knew? Who knew?
Nailed it. I'm on board.
All right. There it is. Hard to believe Morgan Wallen's going to be here in less than a month on 99.7 DJX. Like, we've been talking about that show for, I feel like, a year. So, April, April 20th, I want to say, Yum Center. Tickets were sold out the second it went on sale. So, if you're listening to me now and you're like, Ben, please, I don't know what to tell
you. Sorry, you're out of luck.
I don't know what to tell you. All right, there are a lot of things to dive into from today's show on the podcast. If you're listening to me now and you're like, well, little good this is going to do me. Well, we've got a podcast, audio on demand, WDGX.com, click listen. WTF with the initials is a big topic of conversation that we had on the show.
And you know what? I think it wasn't necessarily the initials themselves, but the fact that her husband decided to tweak that without telling her or asking her.
Right. Exactly. Also, the group therapy where it was almost like the cheater, Sammy, had a conscience that it was just eating her up inside. And so we had to kind of like set her straight. And she realized that too, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he had ignored her attempts previously to reach out and talk. Mm-hmm. And so, but I don't think that she was necessarily understanding what that was telling her.
Right. So plenty
and
more.
She just needed us to tell her that.
Yep. Plenty of that. Hey, look, sometimes that's all it takes, right?
Uh-huh.
Plenty more to catch up on the podcast, like phone taps, little kid, drunk adult, and Seti the Bar stories and all that. Anything else, Kelly?
Project Prom is happening tomorrow night.
That is right.
We are going to be getting the place ready today and lots of great. So check the socials. We'll give you a little preview as to what you can expect. And then you can get prom dresses for literally $10.
Yep. That
tomorrow
is tomorrow, 5 to 8 at the Jefferson. That's the old Rockies on the river, right across the river. So hope to see you there. Otherwise, have a good one. And we will talk to you mañana.
Okay. Bye.